AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. During a meeting with El Salvadorian President Nayib Bukele, President Trump says the blame for the Russia-Ukraine war is partially on the U.S. and Ukraine itself.
If Biden were competent and if Zelensky were competent, and I don't know that he is, we had a rough session with this guy over here. He just kept asking for more and more. That war should have never been allowed to happen. That war, I went 4 years and Putin wouldn't even bring it up.
Trump also says last month's inflation report shows he's a problem solver.
Got a problem with Iran, but I'll solve that problem. That's almost an easy one. We got to solve a war that should have never started, Ukraine and Russia, and we'll get that solved. And we have to solve problems, and we already solved inflation. You know, if you look at the numbers are incredible.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the space journey of an all-female celebrity crew.
Blue Origin launches an all-female celebrity crew with Katy Perry, Gayle King, and Jeff Bezos, his fiance Lauren Sanchez, a helicopter pilot.
New Shepard has cleared the tower.
The New Shepard rocket blasting off Monday from West Texas for a 10-minute, fully automated ride, 66 miles up to the fringes of space and back.
Look at the moon. Oh my God.
It was the latest wave in space tourism, where more of the rich and famous than ever before, or lucky and well-connected, can enter the zero-gravity realm traditionally dominated by professional astronauts. Blue Origin not saying how much the flight cost or who paid what. But it was the 11th human spaceflight for the Bezos company. I'm Julie Walker.
The New Orleans Pelicans fired basketball operations chief David Griffin today. It ends his six-year chapter, during which the club drafted former Duke superstar Zion Williamson. This is AP News. At long last, Rory McIlroy has earned his elusive green jacket.
It's a dream come true.
The world number two became the sixth player to complete the career grand slam of majors with a one-hole playoff victory over Justin Rose to win his first Masters.
There were points in my career where I didn't know if I would have this nice garment over my shoulders.
McIlroy lost 2- and 4-shot leads in the final round. Rose made a tying birdie putt on the 18th hole before McIlroy missed a winning par putt to drop to 11 under and force the sudden death playoff.
I certainly didn't make it easy. I was nervous. It was one of the toughest days I've ever had on the golf course.
McIlroy then hit a wedge into 4 feet for his eventual winning birdie putt on 18 after Rose missed a 15-foot birdie try that sealed his third second-place finish at the Masters. I'm Geffen Kulba.
I'm Haya Pinjwani. AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.